Witcher 4 will tackle a woman's struggle in a medieval world. I made a post about this yesterday, and I was like, oh, geez. It's now they're blatantly talking about, with Ciri and Witcher 4, talking about that they could explore like sexism and stuff like that in a medieval type period, and they have the opportunity of doing that. And I'm like, of course, because it's about lecturing people. It's never about making a good video game, right?
Now, a lot of people seem to be upset about this particular article. It seems that CD Projekt Red is going to tackle a woman's struggle in a medieval world.
Yeah.
And I generally said that, well, if you get to play as Ciri, if you get to play as a woman, then I want the game to acknowledge the fact that you're a woman. Like, I generally want people to react as if you're a woman in a medieval setting. Like, they would be bewildered by the fact that you're on a horse. They would be bewildered by the fact that you got a sword. And it would have, like, role-playing consequences, and that would make the game great. and so, like, the question is, why are people upset? And I think it's because they don't have faith that the studio can deliver, because it's 2024, and there is a specific cultural mindset.
The concept itself is stupid. Everything that they can to push a woman into a man's role and then get you to accept it. Always trying to get you to empathize with her and all this other shit. It's like, no, stop. It's just silly.
Which is how you should tackle sexism, and it's so overdone that the market is saturated. Like, for them, sexism is if a little girl is told to play with dolls and she wants to play with action figures.
Hey, where's the game that talks about real sexism? Like a woman divorcing her husband and he loses everything and the courtrooms laugh at him. And everybody else tells him to get it together. What about those games, huh? Is there a game where... it's like those like stupid date simulators or something? What if it's like a divorce simulator? You just like lose all your shit?
And that's oppressive, incredibly harmful.
We're exploring,
sexist.
You know.
If a woman is told that
the degradation of marriage,
stay-at-home mom, right? Like that is sexism, and that is not what's happening in a medieval society. In a medieval society, you can pretty much see how the Middle East is right now, and the comparisons are similar. Not quite the same, but they're similar. Women usually had to show piety; they had to cover up. Like even in an Orthodox culture, a lot of them would wear scarves on top of their head in order to show humility and piety.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing wrong with that at all. What do you get in the opposite side? 18-year-olds jumping on the OnlyFans as soon as they can and becoming multimillionaires. Twitch streamers with their bobs hanging out everywhere, trying to, you know, get the young men out there to go join their OnlyFans. Prostitution, adultery, fornication. You get all of it. So there's nothing wrong with telling people to not go down that direction. This idea of I'm free, I can do whatever I want. Don't tell me what to do. What happens behind closed doors is none of your business. Yeah, but what happens behind closed doors is the degradation of society. Because that shit spills out into the streets. Don't act like that's where you keep it. Just because you do something behind closed doors doesn't mean it doesn't affect society. It does, especially when you start committing adultery and shit. You start ruining families.
Most of them didn't really have a choice when it came to dating. It wasn't like arranged marriage, but if you're in a small village with a limited number of men, and your family kind of pushes you to marry the guy that has the most wealth, that has the most secure social background, because again, you're talking about a small village where everyone knows everyone. And so there wasn't like a lot of choice. Like marriage wasn't for love. Marriage was to have children so that they can work on the farm so that you don't starve to death.
That is love. How would you define love? Love is taking care of another person. It's growing your life together, so to speak. It's helping them out, doing your duties. That is love. I think people have a twisted view of love. It's like this weird, we're going to go on a Disney trip and we're going to, you know, have a magical evening in the mountains or some weird shit like that. It's like, no. Love is doing your duties. It's like they try to turn it into like this mystical, like I talk so many times about a husband and a wife, and I get people, like even Christians, they'll come up and they'll be like, don't you know the Bible says that you should love your wife? Yeah. And like, it's like they're trying to display this as like, I gotcha. See, because you are so controlling of your family and your wife or whatever, this means that you don't love her. And it's like, no. I'm controlling of my wife, one, because I am called to be the leader. Two, that is love. Imagine a husband that does not control his wife and lets her do whatever she wants to her own self-destruction. That's not love. Love is controlling them and helping them to the best of their ability. It's like saying, I don't control my children because I love them. I let them do whatever they want. That's not love. You're enabling bad behavior. That's the opposite of love. Alex, thank you, my good man, for the 499 pounds. That's a lot of weight. Women don't suffer in The Witcher unless she's a peasant. Basically, the feminist ideal, willful, lustful, vain, arrogant, been reading the books. That sounds about right. Plus, isn't Ciri supposed to be, she bends both ways? So she's like, she's either looking for a hot dog or she's looking for a taco. Already the character's ruined. Why are you injecting this bullshit into these stories to begin with? It's always somebody that wants to inject their little sick fantasies into this stuff. But anyways, let's continue.
And I don't, like, the problem is that people don't have faith that a modern developer can recreate that culture. I personally don't know. I mean, from what I saw, a lot of the people associated with the first Witcher that made the amazing games, they've left. I was very concerned when they said they're remaking Witcher 1 and they're trying to make it for a modern audience. They're remaking stuff from the game. They're removing shit. That's a red flag. Some people like the new model of Ciri. I personally don't. Again, another red flag. I'm not saying that the game is bad because I haven't seen anything besides the trailer and what they wanted to show. But, like, so far I'm not impressed. And so I can understand where the concern is coming from. And then you have, like, this statement right here. The experience of a woman is actively quite significant in the times of Witcher in a lot of different forms. The women of this world are subject to a lot of violence. They're heavily sexualized in different ways. See, this is what...
Never mind, dudes. Like, this is what made me laugh about. They did the same thing with Game of Thrones. When they kept talking about how the women had it the worst and how come there's so much violence against them. I'm like, have you watched the show? Where it's like 95% dudes getting slaughtered and chopped up in the battle. But never mind that. The real victims are the women over here. It's just goofy. It's like those guys that get sent to war, they get drafted, and then they get sent to the meat grinder. They get blown limb from limb and chopped up and all kinds of shit. And everyone's like, you know who the real victims are? The mothers. Hey, they are victims. It's sad that their sons had to go and die in these wars. I think it's tragic. I think it's absolutely tragic. But to then sit there and say, like, she's a real victim, but the dude that got blown the bits is not, that's crazy, especially if it's against your will and you got drafted into that shit. I think drafting, in my opinion, is one of the highest forms of evil. I really do think it is.
It's false.
Especially for these governments. There is no man-made government today that is worth dying for. None. Zero.
Like, in a medieval society, especially in Eastern Europe, women wouldn't be sexualized almost at all. The way it worked is that the woman was usually tied to the household. Like, she was doing the house chores, which involved feeding the animals, cleaning the manure, knitting, sewing, cooking. Like all of this would take an entire day of work.
How dare
you? And if anyone, like, thought, like, when you saw a woman, it was someone's wife, usually. Like, it was someone's mother. You knew their family. You knew who she was. And so acts of infidelity or rude comments or something like that would be heavily cracked down upon by the entire community. Like, if you try to grope a woman in the streets, like, besides the fact that you'd get a condemnation from the church, everyone went to church every Sunday, right? So, like, the act would be known. Like, everyone would know. Her own family, which wasn't just, like, the husband, it was usually an extended family. Like she would have the husband and maybe five or six other kids that would pay you a visit. And so this is why, like, a lot of people are a little bit concerned. It's like, no, back then, in medieval Eastern Europe, women weren't sexualized. I mean, they were sexualized during the Roman Empire with statues. They were sexualized during the Renaissance. And I like sexualized. I guess, like, in a position that can cause arousal to men, right? Like, this is what the word sexualized means.
That's where you got a lot of your one man, one woman, was a lot of the Roman Empire. It started from the Greeks. The Romans took it, institutionalized it. But here's the thing is that the Romans were also degenerates as well. So it was all about the legality of things. So it was one man, one woman, and that was to keep the state strong, not the family. They don't give a shit about the fucking family. They care about the state. The state must remain strong. This is why you have one man, one woman. If you have one man, 20 wives, I mean, you could have like 100 children. That's a threat to the state. That's one man with way too much power, way too much influence. You can't have that. One man, one woman. However, what they did say, they didn't mind, is if you wanted to go out there and go get as many prostitutes as you want, they don't give a shit. Look at today. If I went out there and slept with 20 other women, the world don't give a shit. The government don't give no shit. But if I marry them, uh-oh, now there's a problem. That's how you know that the state cares about its own power and its own influence. It doesn't care what you're doing unless you're a threat to it. If you've got too much power, too much influence, now they care. But if you're just, you know, pump and dumping a dozen girls a day, they don't, what do they care? In fact, they like that, because then what do single women do? Single mothers. Daddy is something that they search for. And who is daddy? Not the guy that pumped and dumped her. It's government. They always vote for bigger government. That's what you're going to see. So if I make a bunch of single mothers out there, that actually enforces government more, because that's what she'll tend to vote for. She also wants to get more benefits, and she goes runs to daddy government. But if I were to marry a dozen of those girls instead of pumping and dumping them, now I'm a cultist, I'm a sick, evil bastard, I'm manipulative. I'm every bad name under the sun. But if I pump and dump her, I'm just a playa. That's your modern Western world of today. Everything is just like turned upside down. But keep in mind, these are the same people that will also like jump down like, if you have multiple wives, you're going to go to hell. Oh, okay. So let me guess. Solomon went to hell. King David went to hell. Jacob went to hell. All these. Moses went to hell. Yeah, okay. Shut the fuck up. $5. Thank you, my good man. Good example. Italian mafia with their Gomez side check. it's very similar thinking, meaning that they will have their main wife. It's funny to think about. It is. That's why I said like this type of mentality, it's backwards. If you want to take responsibility and I'm not saying you got to like it. I'm just saying like, let's think about this logically. If I pump and dump 12 women, I'm a playa. And I'm a single mother maker. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit. But if I marry them, woo, cultist, manipulator, kill him. He's a sicko. He's a perv. But if I abandon your ass, damn, dog, you a player.
There were brothels, though. And as I'm reading medieval Eastern European history, it's very fascinating to find out that married men would go to brothels. And this wasn't actually an issue of infidelity. Like that just blew my mind. It's like, how is it that if you go to a brothel, it's not an issue of infidelity? it was viewed as an excess, kind of like drinking, gambling. It was viewed kind of like that. A lot of the money from the brothels would even go to the church, so that the church looks the other way. Like there was a little bit of corruption.
Dirty money.
And many of the children that the ladies of the night would foster, they were bastards. And they weren't recognized because it would be considered to be a great shame. But I just want you to understand, like, the type of society that existed back then, right? If you actually read the historical records and not just what Hollywood is putting forward.
Yeah.
Again, most women, except for the ladies of the night and some women in the cities, they were very pious. I mean, even today, if you go in Eastern Europe and you go to certain villages.
I know. And you know what? I wonder what the divorce rate was back then compared to what it is now.
It's like, that's what you see. Like, women, they're covering their heads. They're doing various farm work, sometimes even agricultural work. You don't have like the concept, like there was that video with that woman going through New York and you have like people catcalling her and wolf whistling. You don't get that in a rural village, because again, like everyone knows everybody. So her family knows who you are. Now you can get acts of infidelity, sure. Where it's basically like, they're consenting and they're cheating on the husband and the wife, and that's usually causing huge village rift and drama. But no, like this idea, again, this is a 2024 type of thing. It's like women.
Adulterers should be executed. They should be annihilated entirely. When you let that stuff slide, you are enabling that type of behavior. And that is a grave sin. Why? Because you are destroying families. You are bringing a great perversion into your village, your town, your city, your state, whatever it may be. So if people are going to commit adultery, I 100% agree with the Bible that the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
We're heavily sexual. Not just sexual, heavily sexualized. Like, fuck off. There's a kind of deal with the devil that sorcerers have to make where they lose their fertility and so on. The purpose of marriage in a medieval society was to have kids. Again, there's no welfare, right? So, like, if you don't work, you don't eat. And the reason you would have a marriage is to have farmhands. Like, you're having five or six kids, they start working on the farm. And they start working on the farm very early. Usually by the age of 7, 8, they're already doing farm work. And they're raising...
Oh, no, it's earlier than that. It's pretty much as soon as you can start walking, man.
They're little brothers. And so if one of the people is infertile, they didn't have the technology to figure out if it's the man or the woman. That was sometimes reasons in some cultures to nullify the marriage. Because again, like, the purpose wasn't for love. It's not the 2024 mindset. Like, if you want to create a game that's inspired from a medieval society, fucking make it about the medieval society.
Yeah, I still disagree with him on this one, because it sounds like he's trying to say that, like, you know, oh, it's just for just resources alone, so to speak. That's part of it. But if you're taking care of your wife, you're feeding her, you're housing her, you're clothing her, you're bending her over like a steel chair, you know, you're folding her like fresh laundry kind of a thing, that's still, you're still giving love to them. You're taking care of them. This, like, magical Disney princess shit, that's not love. That's just narcissism.
Constantly viewing it through the modern lens. It's already, the market is already super saturated. Like, we already know the 2024 opinions. We already get the message. But, like, try to create something interesting. And in the world of Witcher, you can definitely create something interesting because they have sorceresses. So you have a woman that has connections. She knows kings and she knows nobility. And she's capable of doing magic.
Poopa Chalupa coming in to complete the goal. Thank you, my good man. Salute to you. $5. If you eat yourself, will you disappear or double in size? Actually, you will triple in size. You didn't know that? That's crazy. Just do the math, dude. Here's the other thing, too. You're basically recycling yourself, so you'll just get stronger. It's actually called green eating. Thank you, dude.
And destroying you with a spell. And it creates interesting conflict. And you know, like, they can actually be super sexualized, which is what Triss, Marigold, and Yennefer were in the previous game. And you can create this interesting dynamic. How would the peasants react to something like that? How would the women abuse their power? Because they're human beings, right? Like, every person that's placed in such a
power... How would the women abuse their power? They have none. They only have the power that a man will give them. And what is the power that the man has given them? The state. And then the man will build that infrastructure and then allow her to degrade it. It is no different than having a, you know, you got your government, the women come in, they destroy it. It's no different than a man having his own household and letting the wife rule it and then destroy it. Women like a man that can make decisions. They don't like dudes that sit around all day and just don't know what to do. They like a dude with some ambition. Okay, that's attractive to them. You know who's got a shitload of ambition? A government does, because a government's only goal is to grow. And it'll sacrifice your ass so fast to feed itself. And when women see that, they're already wet. Ooh, the government's going to protect me and help me. They love it. But the guys have enabled that. It's weak men that create hard times. I just want everything. You know, you start listening to the back. Remember, what was one of the things that God spoke about to Adam when it came to Eve in the garden? He said, because you hearkened unto the voice of your wife, your Eve, basically. Then he punished Adam. Adam listened to Eve and participated in that downfall. What does your modern Western man do of today? Yes, dear, anything you want. Yeah, Blanta.
I want this. I want to go on a trip. I want that. You I don't want you watching that game no more. All you ever do is sit around. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Oh, yes, dear.
You're just not the man I married. I think I'm going to go sleep with the mailman.
Oh, anything you want, honey. You're so brave.
Degradation.
Position where they can cast magic spells and they can do whatever they want and they can be above the rules of society, they're very likely to abuse that power. Now, I remember in the previous Witcher games, they actually treated these themes in a very interesting way. When you start playing Witcher 3, you eventually end up in a tavern and you have some foreign soldiers that are trying to molest the tavern keep. And this actually is something that happens throughout the medieval time period. There's a reason why it's called rape and pillage. It's the foreign invading army. It wasn't like they were sexualizing the women. No, it's like it was just part of warfare, basically. They didn't have the concept of what we call it now, war crimes. Like, that was actually implied. No, like, if you're the conquering army, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
It depends on the army. Not all of them are like this. War is tragic in general, but there are penalties, so to speak. I know people like to laugh at this shit, but you know what I say? Go find the nearest broom and shove it up your ass. I don't give a fuck. If you look at Israel, even in the Old Testament, you couldn't do this. If you conquered a person, and it specifically says, like, if you've seen a woman that you found attractive, you could take her to be your wife. Not a married woman, okay? But basically, like, what they would bring back is, like, the virgins and stuff. But if you've seen one that you liked, you brought her back, you let her mourn for a month, you married her, and that was your wife. You could not just take her, bend her over, and start clapping cheeks. You couldn't do that. Because then you would be punished if you did stuff like that. So it's not every army, so to speak. Now, I know we're talking about medieval times right here. These are different time periods. But you do have times where they would punish soldiers if they did stuff like this. Not always. Not always, of course. I'm just giving a small example on how people dealt with things.
To the conquered. And there's no repercussions, which unleashes like the worst that humanity has. And so when you start playing the game, you're in a tavern and you have like these soldiers trying to force themselves onto the tavern keep. And you as Geralt, you defend them. You don't have like any dialogue choice. The game kind of forces you to do it because I think it's like during the prologue. And so once you finally kill them, the woman is horrified. And I like that. It's an immersive thing, right? Like peasant women don't like seeing that level of violence. Like they don't like seeing people getting decapitated. Even in that situation, even in that scenario, right? Like she is absolutely horrified about what she did to those men. And later on in the game, she actually comes up and accuses you of being a murderer. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's an immersive world. Like, yeah, like a lot of people who are playing is like, why is she acting like that? But I, who live in Eastern Europe and grew up in a rural village, I could definitely see certain
I'm
people
sorry to hear that, dude.
Like that. And a lot would say it's ungrateful, and it's like, no, it's the culture. They don't like seeing bloodshed. They don't like seeing people getting decapitated. And finally,
I mean, who does? You have to be pretty sick if you really enjoy that.
Where you talk with the Baron. I think like his name is the Baron. I haven't played the game in over 8 years, so I'm talking from memory here. If I get some things wrong, please let me know in the comment section. But as Geralt is looking for Ciri, he eventually comes across a Baron. And you find out that Ciri was there, but you don't know what happened. You don't know if the Baron hurt her or not. And instead, the Baron says, like, okay, I'm going to tell you what happened, but you gotta help me with something else. And you have to complete the main quest line in order to find out what happened. But as you're doing the quest line, you find out that the Baron is a wife beater. You find out that the Baron is a drunk. And as you go...
Why? You know how many times that story is overplayed? I swear. I've seen it in cartoons, comics, movies. It's the same dumb character over and over again. It's some drunk dad that beats his wife. Now, don't get me wrong. We know it exists. It does. And you shouldn't do that. But they act like any guy that exercises any level of control over his wife is automatically this drunk wife beater. It's so goofy to me. Yet, how many stories do we see about some wife clawing at her husband's eyes and hitting him and punching him and all this other stuff? We'll never see that story, will we? And that is common. That is a lot more common than you know, of these women beating up on their dudes, clawing at their eyes and shit, and the dude doesn't do nothing because he's like, well, I'm a man. I just gotta take it because I'm stronger. Listen, you're either equal or you're not. Shut the fuck up.
Of the storyline, you find out that, well, yeah, he's a wife beater. His wife is cheating.
Homer Simpson is how they want the average man to be. Yeah.
It's not a one-sided character. It's not like good or evil. It's like, for that world, for that time.
Or how many times do they display the father as like this incompetent doofus? And the wife is always sitting there like shaking her head like, wow, you just don't know how to change a diaper or use a vacuum or anything else. And he's always just like this doofus. Yet, who's the one that's normally helping out? Honey, can you assemble this for me? Honey, can you build this? Can you carry this? Can you do this for me? Yeah, in the commercial, it's always the opposite. It's like, don't display that. First of all, I ain't changing diapers. That's your fucking job. Now get to it.
Period. It's something that Geralt doesn't react visceral towards. But you then find out that he actually did take in Ciri, and he was very nice to her.
Should have married her off.
He didn't do anything to harm her. He treated her very fairly, gave her a roof over the top of her head, gave her food and lodging, and when she wanted to leave, he left her leave. And I think he even gave her a horse.
Should have married her off.
And so this is a terrible father. Complex character. Like on
terrible
one hand,
father.
Yeah, like he's a wife beater. He's a misogynist, as we would say. But he's not chaotic evil. Like he's viewed as a human being with flaws and with qualities. Like, the way he treated Siri, the way he treated someone that came up to him, a young girl, is something that a lot of people in that world wouldn't do. And he didn't even know that she's the daughter of the Nilfgaardian emperor. Like, he didn't know any of that. And so that was when the game was creating interesting characters. And what's also interesting about it is that...
Listen, you're no longer allowed to have characters with flaws. You're either just some generic bad guy or you're a generic good guy. But if you ever try to humanize somebody who has bad traits, like, what was his name? Endeavor. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that My Hero Academia or whatever the hell it is. Sean and I have watched that anime. It's actually not that bad. There was Endeavor, who was basically doing eugenics with his family, so to speak. Like, he married his wife because he was trying to make, like, the strongest superhero or whatever. And he was very rough on his family. And then later on, like, he was actually my favorite character, which is funny. Because everyone's like, you like a wife beater? Like, I love him. He's great. But what was funny to me is that when he's kind of had, like, a redemption arc, which I was like, he didn't need one anyway. He seemed like a pretty damn good father. All of a sudden now people were mad, like, I can't believe you're trying to, like, humanize, you know, a wife beater and all this other stuff. It's like, oh, so he's not human. God forbid people have regrets and actually try to move in a better direction to the way that they see it, right? It's like this idea of, like, once guilty, always guilty for the rest of your life. That starts to become kind of silly to me. But hey, be that as me.
Baden himself doesn't care very much about the peasants. So, like, the peasants are constantly raided by the Baron. Like, even after paying their taxes, the soldiers are coming and they're taking even more. And the peasants are worried that they're not going to have anything to eat, etc., etc. But if you choose to kill the Baron... Sorry, you don't actually choose to kill the Baron. If you finish the questline in a way that the Baron dies, what happens is that the soldiers are now free and they do even more damage. And I was like, okay, so this is not a game that is trying to preach to the player. This is a game where you, as the player, get to immerse yourself in a world which has its own rules and traditions, and some of them are quite harsh. Like, you can even say that a lot of the elements from that world can be considered grimdark. But they're interesting because they're part of humanity's history. Even though it's a fictional setting, it still inspires heavily from a medieval time period that we had. And the purpose is to, like, play as a character, to roleplay, right?
Yeah. And so, and, if you want to take reality, humans have done some crazy dark shit. It's like they're never going to display in these video games what has really happened in humanity. You're just touching the surface. You're just scratching the surface. But you got to understand that there's a lot of adults with a childlike mentality. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to keep going.
To do this with Siri, and you actually get to play as a woman in that world, and you get to actually roleplay, and it's not like preaching to the player about sexismus and trying to push a narrative and a message. Then it could actually be a very successful and compelling story.
Just like if you go take a look at Unit 731, go turn that into a video game.
But if they're doing it Dragon Age, where you get to be sat down at the table and be lectured about pronouns and be told how a real man needs to hold other men accountable and yada yada.
East Coast says, real talk though, dads should be taking care of kids too. You're right. And you know how they do that? By putting a roof over their head. And supplying food. That is taking care of their kids. Changing diapers and all this other shit, that's the mom's job.
You know, maybe you have Siri saying that in order to get recognition, she needs to kill twice as much monsters as a regular Witcher. It's going to be a shit story. And this is why people are worried, because they're thinking that chances are number two is more likely than number one. I personally will wait to see more things coming up before casting my judgment. As I mentioned, up until now, I saw a lot of red flags. I am very concerned about this game because
I won't. I'll cast my judgment right now. Witcher 4 looks like dog shit. All right, let's continue.